Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you, any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe? That's the recipe. You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
And so Fly Me to the Moon, as you said, 9 points, and lo and behold, 9 points it was.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. 7 simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Isn't that right, Rob Nichols, as we head into this special bonus companion podcast for that game against some other team from Yorkshire?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Any worries at Nottingham Forest? I mean, we're sort of things there. I mean, obviously, before we go on to the Wolverhampton result, Albert Odoma obviously back in the fold.
Yeah. A very early goal. Too early for me to actually see. I was stuck in traffic. I walked in just as Forest equalised, so there was certainly a wobble for me anyway. But it was good to come back in that game to win. And obviously, in the cup against Wolves, we sort of underlined our dominance with a changed side.
Easy peasy. I mean, effectively, you've got that other side from Yorkshire, Hull City, and of course Borough, and that's it, really, in terms of the Championship. So, an easy road, obviously, to Wembley now, in the fourth tie, because clearly having had the warm up with Liverpool last year, shouldn't have any problems whatsoever with, I think there's Martial. I would have said Marshall, but surely Martial is obviously the name. And he might not even play, because he might be rested.
Well, it's been interesting to see that a lot of the Premier teams have been putting in putting out their first team. I think that Rooney was playing, wasn't he, against Ipswich. Ipswich made lots of changes, which is, and then got hammered. But it's maybe why there's only a couple of championship teams left in the competition, because they've been putting out changed sides. Obviously, the Premier League is the be all and end all.
Yeah, but then you see, of course, you have a side like the Steve McLaren managed side from up north, who obviously just can't cope, and even see Dick Advocaat. I don't know why they don't just actually say, "Look, lads, we appreciate Middlesbrough by far the best team in the North East. We're going to step down from the Premier League now, and forget the sort of the hassles."
Because you can have a place.
Exactly. You know, it would be a precedent, and I think it could be sorted through because it's not going to change really. You know,
MK Dons did something similar, did they?
Back in the day. Yeah, maybe Sunderland could actually move to Wimbledon. That's a thought. Never let it be said we don't actually sort of go for bold statements as far as the show is actually concerned. So looking back, since we last got together, of course, for the MK Dons podcast issue 558, which is, it seems like days ago, but great stuff on there. All set fair, really, and 3 points on Sunday against Leeds would probably put the icing on the cake for a almost perfect September, really.
It's been a very good start to the season. I think it took two or three matches to bed in new players, but we've got a much... I remember we were saying at the start of the season, we were saying we've got a stronger squad going into the season than we had going into last season, but with a proviso that we knew that we suddenly got some really good players,
but now we've got
a much better. The Wolves game underlined the fact that we've now got a far stronger squad than we had at any time last season.
And certainly, I mean, one looks at people like Lee Tomlin, who is obviously sort of doing his stuff for, I think, Bournemouth.
It was a big loss.
Patrick Bamford, who's warming the bench at Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
He's not going to
Could
play.
Be his loss.
Exactly. I suppose he's in London, but still. Initially, I think people were looking and thinking, you've lost some key players there.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, the shrewd nations of... Aitor Karanka's friends, including, of course, Diego. He's doing well.
Absolutely.
And as we said, Albert Adoma, clearly he must have had a rush of blood to his head a few weeks ago.
Yeah, quite. He can't stop scoring, can he, since?
Exactly.
Obviously, in Bayern, everybody was looking at Jordan Rhodes, and people got... Borough fans got a bit disappointed because we weren't... it looks as if we weren't going to be able to close the deal. Although Jordan Rhodes has finally started scoring again, it looks as if we've bought a really good asset in David Nugent. And you talk about Bamford, but Nugent's got the experience as well.
And the one thing that, I mean, David Nugent reminds me a little bit of Kevin Phillips, actually. I mean, he's always going to consistently score goals.
Yeah, wherever he goes.
Exactly. So,
but he also makes a big contribution to the whole team up front, actually. I think that's what we don't see when we're watching him in the Premier League on the highlights programmes for Leicester. And you know that he hasn't scored for so many games, but you don't realise how many assists he's putting in or how much trouble he's causing the defences, and that's what he's been doing at Middlesbrough as well as now scoring two goals.
The old statement that used to go out at the main road stadium was Uwe's granddad bombed Old Trafford. And I suppose you could say there's a connection between Uwe Rosler at Leeds, the manager, and of course the upcoming United game.
Right.
So, it's a tenuous link, but I defy any other media station to draw that one there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a thought on that basis.
He was actually East German as well, wasn't he, Uwe?
He was, yes. Given the constraints that it would appear that any manager would be under at Leeds, doing quite a reasonable job so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a pity it's all going to end in tears on Sunday, of course. Never mind. We'll talk about the Leeds game, obviously, because it's a Leeds podcast special. Plus, of course, part of the other aspect of this extra wonderful Flying to the Moon podcast bonus is Discover Middlesbrough, which is happening again. And Rob will share details with respect to the Discover Middlesbrough thing as a matter of course. Plus, maybe some hints in terms of how to cope with the traffic if you're listening to this before you actually make your way to the game on Sunday, because, you know, there could be, I mean, it's rare that the Fly Me to the Moon will actually do traffic and travel, you know, obviously, but I think we might have to put out a little warning. So all this and more on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Rain Man! You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about Bedside Entertainment Services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the Bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334 or visit our website at parkvillecarecentre.com. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Of course, really, you should be preparing for the Premiership now, in many ways, really. You know, saving up and all the rest of it. It'd be a major change after all sorts of things. No, I mean, we're speaking prematurely. Although, I don't think so. I mean, again, I think the importance of early momentum can never be underestimated.
Absolutely, but it is a marathon or a half marathon to link to the Redcar marathon rather than a sprint.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's why more and more people are listening to this podcast as opposed to other things that are available. You know, those kind of, you know, incisive comments, Rob. Yeah, traffic and travel on Sunday might be a bit hectic if you're coming in from the Redcar region
yes,
to Middlesbrough.
Yes, because there's a little thing that the Redcar half marathon starts at 10 o'clock and the trunk road will be closed until 2 p.m. They might be able to get it open a little bit earlier, they said, and there's a couple of other road closures in Redcar. And then, unfortunately, Network Rail are carrying out some maintenance, so the trains from Saltburn, Mask and Redcar are all replaced by bus replacement service. So
gliders,
you will need
and helicopters are not really options.
Yeah, you will need to look into things earlier and maybe set off a little bit earlier as well.
And the kickoff again is?
Is 1:15 p.m. for satellite TV. I've got to run the Redcar half marathon in under 2 hours and then run to my car and then drive, avoiding the trunk road to get to the match.
Now that sounds as though you're actually going for the Tom Cruise prize for Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
You know, outrageous in terms of that. I know you did the Great North Run, but you know, a half marathon as well as supporting Burra, outrageous. You know, even Isaac Crank would probably sort of have one or two things to say about that. But we wish you well.
It's best incentive to get a PB, isn't it? If you don't get a PB, you miss the start of the match.
And is it just for? Are you running for any particular charity? Can people sponsor? Or is
I am doing that like I did the Great North Run for Finlay Cooper Fund. Yeah, and I've set up a Just Giving page, yes.
And people can go to Just Giving and presumably type in Rob Nichols or Just Giving Finlay Cooper.
Yeah, either, yeah, that's right.
So, hopefully, as well as discovering the half marathon and the success of that, we'll also discover Middlesbrough. Not quite as good a link as yours, Rob, but there we are. It's become an annual event that you co-founded, coordinated with the whole thing. Very much a chance to celebrate Middlesbrough and celebrate all the wonderful things that are actually there, which if you're living in the area, you maybe take for granted or never even knew existed. And if you're likely to be thinking about, well, you know, why is Middlesbrough such a wonderful place to come to, this will also give you a few insights as well.
Absolutely. Have a little bit more of an explore and you tend to do that when you go on holiday, but don't tend to do it on your own doorstep, do you? But this is roughly two weeks from 16th of October to the 31st of October, in which there's a lot of events, mostly organised by volunteers and different heritage groups right around Middlesbrough, and it's all launched by a big sort of outdoor happening on the Friday, which is the 16th, which is called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, where they're inviting everyone to come down to what was the central square. That there's going to be various things happening on the evening, and also you'll be able to get on a bus to go to the up the new lift to the top of the Transporter Bridge to see Teesside on a night.
Now,
which
have you had
good.
A preview of that as yet, Rob? Have you been up to the top of the Transporter Bridge?
I've been up, but not only by the steps.
Ah.
So this is going to be very much a first opportunity for most. Well, it's going to be unique in able to for the lifts to be going up on an evening. Well,
it is, of course, the Northeast's Eiffel Tower, as we know.
Yeah.
It's a classic line, you know, Middlesbrough without the Transporter Bridge is like Paris without the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, and of course it's although at the time it was actually built from Scotland, it's obviously built with steel, and we've got
Garudas.
Yes, and here's another link, which is that on the match on the Leeds match, there's going to be a big demonstration for Save Our Steel. So look out for a lot of things happening around the ground, big advertising hoardings and T-shirts and all sorts of things where the whole of the community can get behind what is a vital days for the steel industry, made Teesside tick for it's our heritage and it's really bound up with our future as well.
Absolutely. So let's consider the Leeds game again. You will be there. Everything will be sorted. I'm sure they could hold the kickoff back. I mean, have a word with Rupert Murdoch and his company, and I'm sure they sort of back from that point of view.
Yeah.
Because that will be there. I have a sense it might be 2-1.
Which way?
I think to Middlesbrough, I think they might just sort of do it. I think the hoodoo that sort of existed. But it's already been blown apart with Sheffield Wednesday and Nottingham Forest.
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah, let's go for the third.
Two clubs that we always struggled against, especially away from home. But Leeds, if you think back to last season, I think we were incredibly unlucky in both games, but I've said this throughout my life against Leeds. But if you were talking about Albert Adoma, and Albert Adoma scored an overhead kick, which was disallowed for dangerous play, on the same day that Rooney got goal of the month for an overhead kick. Then in the second game...
It's enough to make you want to put in a transfer request,
Yes, it is. In the game at Riverside, I think we broke the record for the amount of shots on target, but the only shot that counted was a mistake from our goalkeeper, passing it straight out to a Leeds player who scored within about 5 minutes to the start of the game, and we were chasing the game for the rest of it. So we need to make up for those two. In hindsight, look at those two defeats, and they were pretty critical in the end of the season.
Yeah, that, of course, and the extra time that was played with Blackburn and the goal that was
And there's always the argument, isn't there, in Middlesbrough and Leeds? Is it a derby match, isn't it? And, of course, for people who were born in Yorkshire, and I was born in Yorkshire, then we still see it as a derby match.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Alex, but when I was growing up at school, there was an awful lot of kids with Leeds bags because Leeds were a big club at the end of the 60s
and
70s.
Well, you had your Don Revy, Paul Reaney. I actually went to school with Terry Cooper's son.
Terry was playing for Middlesbrough.
Exactly, he was indeed.
Terry Cooper's son, who went on to become a
manager.
A manager
himself, precisely, and did fair good
Mark Cooper.
Precisely. And after that, of course, a slight sort of gap. Reading, of course, emerges as the first away fixture in October. And then there's the international break, and then we're home to Fulham. So actually, you know, looking at the whole sort of sequence, yeah, reasonable to keep the momentum going. We'll talk more about Manchester United clearly as that approaches. I don't know why, actually. I mean, some sort of instance there. I mean, it should be a fairly straightforward system. But the next paper edition, of course, of Flying to the Moon will be released probably on Friday, October the 16th, ahead of the Fulham game.
That's right, yeah.
So it's worthwhile thinking with respect to that. Any other particular thoughts or flavours you'd like to actually share? We've done our travel, traffic and
we
travel.
We have, yeah.
We've done our kind of review
we
of...
haven't done the weather. Let's hope it's good weather.
We've done the weather. The weather. Hang on, I'm consulting the mystical mystical seaweed.
Right.
And it's going to be fine.
Fine.
Mystical seaweed. Exactly.
Mystical seaweed.
Mystical seaweed says it's going to be
fine. Redcar seaweed.
Yeah, you see where we get that, exactly. Non-polluted either. So great stuff there. So Redcar Half Marathon, Discover Middlesbrough, continued success with respect to Middlesbrough. Rugby World Cup? It's slipping by, isn't it, really? So
Japan
did very well against South Africa.
Sure, the Minnows can win at rugby as well.
What a pity they failed to beat Scotland, but still, again, obviously Scotland weren't managed by Gordon Strachan. Sorry. No, it's getting bitter now, you see, obviously.
Difficult times for Scotland.
Challenging, I think.
Yeah, challenging.
That's the key thing. How can people actually subscribe to the paper edition of Fly Me to the Moon?
If you go to the website, which is fmttm.com, and click on subscribe, you get full details there. Or email at robshrug@gmail.com, or write to Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS1 5AP.
That's the message. I did like Chris Bartley's line in the recent edition, issue 558, of course. A Capital One home game against Wolves also offers the chance for progression into the last 16. Which again further proves my line that really Sunderland, Newcastle, as they're not in the last 16, should just basically sort of, you know, as a result say that's it, it's all over, lads, you know.
Yes.
I mean, one of them possibly, you know, draw straws, really. It's
just we do, and doesn't matter what the sponsor is of the League Cup, but we do have we do always get drawn away. If you remember, there was that run where we had was it 12 or 13 straight away draws, and the sponsor gave us free travel because it was Swansea.
Yeah.
I think it was Carling at the time. I think it was before Capital One, but we continue to get more away draws than home draws.
Precisely.
And we continue to be, we've sort of got a real history of being paired against Man United as well.
And you could, of course, say, you know, what would the ideal be for the coffers and Steve Gibson, possibly a draw there and a replay at the Riverside.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we will see that. That's all still to come as far as Fly Me to the Moon and Burrow's triumphant season is going. See the way we do triumphant season, very much from that point of view. Right, final wrap up, Rob. 7 words, as we know what it's all about. So a 1, 2, 3.
Come on, Burrow, and up the Burrow.
Come on, Burrow, and up the Burrow. 7 simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.